this is the year to like collaborate, just co-evolve with some creative partners and do something with others that you just wouldn't be able to do alone. It's way more fun. It's way more exciting.
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, artists, creatives, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. Twice a week, we will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Joel Schroeder.
Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Joel Schroeder, tuning in today from Canggu, Bali, Indonesia. Today's guest is joining us on the other side of the world. We've got Carl Shepherd in the house from DC. Carl, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
Let's go. Great to be connected, Jules, to you on the other side of this magical planet.
Yeah, really excited to have Carl on the show. We first met actually in December when Carl attended Unconventional Life in Madagascar on this private island, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But for those that don't know Carl, he is the founder and CEO of Insider Expeditions, which is a travel and experiences company that you've been running the last 12 years. Now, you've done tours on over 7 different continents with over 500 different groups, 50 countries. Beyond all of that, you know, working with everyone from yoga studios to corporations to schools. You've also done, you know, a lot of programmings. You've worked with Semester at Sea, worked with a lot of other different companies. And now, most recently, you are the creator of The Entrepreneurship, which we partnered on, which we're going to talk about in a little bit as we get moving. But Carl, welcome to the show. Fill in any gaps that I might have left out and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Yeah, thanks, Jules. Yeah, we've been doing curated group experiences all over the world, as you mentioned, for a bit over a decade. And I'm really excited about what we have going this year as well. Every year, honestly, just gets more and more exciting.
Yeah. You know, I remember our first moment when we were in Madagascar, you were giving a talk and the whole group was surrounded and we had this beautiful backdrop of palm trees. And, you know, you were sharing a story and a vision to go to Antarctica in 2021. And you were talking about this ship and you're like, look, we've charted the ship. We've been working on it the last year or two. And you like put it out to the group. You're like, who wants to come? And I remember in that moment, I was like, this guy thinks a little bit differently and he thinks bigger than the average person. Like most people are like, you know, let's go to Mexico or let's go do this. And you're like, let's go take a huge charter to Antarctica. And so I'm just curious, you know, for our listeners, like what has inspired a lot of this movement and creation? And if your listeners were just trying to get a sense of you and they were a fly on the wall on some of the snapshots of who made you, who you become, like what would they see?
Yeah, I think honestly, a lot of it started summer after college. I rode my bicycle across the country with 30 other amazing fellow bike mates who were either just graduating or recently graduated or still in college. And it was an educational, unbelievably fun, inspiring and meaningful trip. We were raising money for Habitat for Humanity. And I think like those 63 days on a bike, seeing a place like that in a group with a curated experience, making a difference, meeting people as we went, I've sort of been, you know, trying to evolve that experience every year since. And with Insider Expeditions, we do these curated group experiences all over the world. We went to Antarctica for the first time in 2018. We've also been really involved in doing solar eclipse trips. And so all those things are aligning in 2021. When the solar eclipse will happen across Antarctica, and we've chartered a vessel to go down there, not only to explore the beautiful white continent, but also to see the eclipse in this stark, stunning landscape. So that's what I was talking about that first night there, but really that was just the beginning of the magic that happened in Madagascar.
Yeah, absolutely, which we're going to talk about in just a second there. And, you know, in terms of creating a team and creating your experiences, I remember, you know, even after Madagascar, you know, you ended up right at a fundraiser where you actually, you know, talking with Hillary Clinton, like moments, you know, after you got back, all about Unconventional Life. And I just remember like asking, like, who is this guy? Like, what is he, you know, doing? And I think you've played in a lot of different circles, but in yourself, you've expressed, you know, you've come to a point where you've had a lot of you know, success at your venture, but now we're in the inquiry of how do I do more? And can you talk a little bit about that shift in yourself? And also, you know, from the outside, people could be like, Carl, you run a really successful, you know, company. You've been doing all these different things. You have this great network. Yet it feels like something's been changing in you. And how would you relate to that? And where is that desire being fueled by?
Totally. Well, just briefly on that hilarious Hillary Clinton story, and then I'll tell you, get more to your question. But, you know, there were these strikes going on in Paris on the flight back. And I'd been invited. I did have some time in government. I managed a lot of the trade missions when Obama was president and left my travel company for about 4.5 years to serve in his administration and basically run trips for companies overseas who were trying to do business in other markets. And did have some time then to travel with the president and Hillary and other amazing people in that administration. And I've been invited to a dinner that night coming back from Madagascar. I actually missed the whole dinner, showed up very, very late, but Hillary happened to still be there and got there at like 10 o'clock and got to spend the next 90 minutes just hanging out with a few people drinking wine by the fire in a much more intimate setting. Yeah. So sometimes the flight delays work out for you. that was really just the end of a really magical experience that you designed, and I'll be forever grateful for, in Madagascar. It was honestly, that was the first trip I'd taken probably in over a decade, that it was a curated group experience that I had never been to the place. I was not in charge. I was just supposed to show up and do something for myself. And it was transforming in the sense that I sort of set two intentions that first night. And that was one, to do more at sea, more group experience at sea. I love the ocean. I've spent about a year of my life on the ocean. I've circumnavigated twice. It's just such an unbelievably beautiful part of our world that we it's so easy to forget about. And two, I was excited to, you know, take what I've done with my own company and collaborate with others and do something bigger as a collaboration. So those, I literally verbalized those during your first night ceremony, and literally, while I was in Madagascar, 2 days later, I had the opportunity to charter one of the nicest ships in the world, in the Mediterranean. I knew I would need partners to do it, and I found them right there, starting with you, to pull this off, you know, only 6 months later. And since then, it's been the dream.
Yeah, so good. And what Carl's referencing, literally, I remember we're like overlooking the water. We've been like paddleboarding on this private island with the sunset, and he, you know, gets this email, and it start actually with an invitation. You're like, so Jules, what are you doing after the event? You want to like fly to the other side of the world and come with me to Chile? Carl, we're in Madagascar right now, you know? And it's like on the other side of the world. I'm like, that's where you want to go decompress? And I'm like, all right. And so for some reason it felt aligned, and you know, and there I came out through four cyclones, ended up in Chile. And I just remember, you know, you sharing the email and the vision, and you're like, hey, I've got this ship. Here is my vision to put it together. And I remember at first I told you no, like, I'm not interested in this ship. I don't really like boats. And you're like, Jules, I really think something's here with it. And flash forward, we've now partnered in the entrepreneurship, which is, you know, taking this boat, which I know was a client of yours. So it's a Seabourn, which I didn't know anything about ships before this, which is one of the most luxury, like 7-star cruise ships. We're taking over the entire ship and setting on this 5-day journey of transformation, art, impact on a boat, and really designed to bring together people from all these different communities, different parts of the world, and bring them together for this course of time. And so I'm curious with you, like, what in the ship, like, and even in the travel world in general, like, I think it echoes where you've arrived in yourself. And I think many of us are going through these awakenings in ourselves where we look at what has been our predictable path, whether it's the job that we're in or the company that we're running, and this desire for more. And so just to echo back on your own personal journey, like, I imagine a few years ago, you wouldn't be like, yeah, let's go bring a bunch of these types of people together and have like a, you know, transformative kind of experience, or an experience, you know, around acceleration in this way. What's changed in you since, and particularly from the perspective of the listeners who might be, you know, thinking about, you know, whether it's joining this experience or expedition, or rather just in the urge for looking for something more in themselves experientially?
Yeah, totally. I think, you know, I think there were a lot of us actually at that retreat who felt like we'd been successful in our own endeavors, but very curious about what can we do beyond that when we collaborate across different platforms. And just the example of collaborating with you, and when you got on a plane to Chile, I knew that's the kind of people you got to collaborate with. This is very much, you know, you've been running these amazing retreats for years, and we've been doing trips, and this is very much a traveling retreat, and for business leaders, for creatives, for entrepreneurs. And it's to do what we really all want to do, which is make amazing, meaningful connections, enhance our impact, find out how we can support each other. How can we really elevate ourselves and each other, you know, to reach our sort of highest potential? What can we do together? And it's just when you bring awesome people together in a cell, in a container, you know, like a ship is a magical place. We're all there. Yes, we're getting off on these excursions every single day in these beautiful cities, but every sunset, every sunrise, we're there together and thinking about, you know, what are really interesting things that we could partner on and do together that we couldn't do ourselves, whether it's me investing in someone else's company, whether it's someone else has an idea that I could have never thought of with I'm trying to do with one of my ventures. It just happens when you bring those types of creative, innovative people in a set magical setting in a beautiful space. This happens to be literally probably the nicest ship in the world of this size, 500 people. It's a beautifully sized venue to have, you know, make these meaningful, magical connections that, you know, it just takes one or two to really set your life in a different direction, whether it's personal or professional. So I'm super excited about it. We have tons of interesting people already signed up. We have an amazing group of speakers. This accelerated so fast because when people hear about this idea and these ideas, they're super excited. Who doesn't want to spend 5 days with 500 awesome people who are doing something really cool, wanting to do the next thing, wanting to start the next company, wanting to accelerate their own company and partner with others so we can all help each other achieve, you know, our dreams and make the world the place we want it to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to talk about some of the specifics in just a moment. But I think, you know, the theme that you're speaking to and listeners more than anything, it's the, you know, the element of collaboration. And I think, you know, if I look at 2020, where Unconventional Life has grown and the experiences we've led, even in the podcast and all the different things, it's like hit a threshold where I can only go as far as I can alone. And I think I've watched so many people, whether it's offering experiences in their different business endeavors and whatever it is, and you do hit the scale threshold and it becomes this, cool, I've made myself like a big fish in my, you know, little pond, but how do I do more? And how do I actually, you know, be willing to almost step aside from what I've built in pursuit to really co-evolve? Like, how do I create transformation at scale? Or frankly, how do I create acceleration at scale? And how do I do it with peers? And not people who are at different levels, but how do I do it with people that are actually inspiring to me? And so the vision for this is, yeah, bringing together the tribes of the tribes and letting it kind of expand in a greater way. And inside of that, Carl, like coming back to the wildfire, like you've got, I mean, we've got everyone from Radha and Mickey, who've created Daybreaker. We've got, you know, can you just share a little bit about who all is coming and what the collaboration theme has been like from that? And then I want to also talk about any advice that you have for our listeners and, you know, fueling their collaborative endeavors as well.
Totally. Yeah. You know, one of my favorite expressions is, you know, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. And I would always much rather be a small fish in a super interesting, colorful, magical pond. I would, you know, that you can totally go so much further surrounding yourself with the right people. And I mean, I can remember being in Madagascar, actually, we were going on that hike across the island with everyone. And we were all talking about how, yeah, we'd all been successful in our ventures and we could just keep doing that. We could keep doing it. You know, next year, yeah, it gets a little better. Maybe we make a little bit more money. Maybe we're improving. But like, what is the way to get to the totally next level with whether it's a new company, a new idea, a new type of thing that you're doing? And it's only possible bringing on a larger team with different perspectives and more experiences. And that's exactly what this ship is about. And yeah, we have some great, you know, in addition to the hosts you mentioned, Rod and Mickey, who started Thinx. Who started Daybreaker, who started Number, they're both best-selling authors. We have everyone from tech, like the founder of Hinge, Justin, to Mark Hyman, who's you know, probably one of the best voices on nutrition in the world. We have yogis and people who are incredibly well-followed in spirituality and wellness, down to one-on-one business coaches who are going to be there. So we're going to have everything from like TED-style large talks to like one-on-one coaching to just a lot of fun interactive activities to get people understanding, you know, what they really want to do in this decade and beyond, while also having just the time of their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know I have friends that come check out the page and they're like, there's like Hollywood actors, there's actresses, there's even like someone, you know, coming with NASA, there's like politician from Iceland, there's like, you know, best-selling authors. So it really is a range of people and people that wouldn't ordinarily intersect, which is, yeah, so great in so many different ways. So listeners, if you're interested in that, we're going to put the link. You can head over to unconventionallifeshow.com. But this June 7th through the 11th, 500 amazing people for 5 days on one epic ship going through Rome, Tuscany, Monte Carlo, Saint-Tropez. It's going to be unbelievable. And I know, you know, speaking to it, you know, we just launched it not too long ago, and we're already, you know, deep into well over the first 100 people, you know, and beyond that are already on board with it. So a lot of epicness happening there. Carl, any last advice that, you know, you would have for people that are just at that tipping point in themselves? And I feel like that's kind of where you were coming. And like you said, in Madagascar, you're like, yeah, here's the predictable future. It's pretty good over here. And I could keep going, but I really want like more. Anything that you would say to anyone that might be considering this experience or considering that intersection in their life?
Yeah, I mean, this is such a special year, 2020, as the beginning of a new decade. It's a leap year. It just feels like the time to expand and grow beyond what we all kind of thought was possible. And like, why not? Like, this is our one magical, precious, beautiful life. And again, like, we hope you join us on the ship. As you said, we already have hundreds of people who have applied to join, who have signed up, more than 10 best-selling authors. We have people from all different types of industries, small companies, big people, big companies, people who are just you know, wanting to start a new venture or wanting to do something creative within the company where they're working. It's the kind of community I want to be a part of. These are the people I want to learn from, I want to grow with, I want to impact with. And whether or not you come with us on entrepreneurship, I hope that you do take the time to create that space for you this year. This is the year to like collaborate, just, you know, co-evolve with some creative partners and do something with others that you just wouldn't be able to do alone. It's way more fun. It's way more exciting. So whether or not you join us in this adventure this summer, this is the year to bring that into your life.
Yeah, so, so good. And Carl, where can they go to find out more information about the entrepreneurship?
It's insiderexpeditions.com/entrepreneurship. It's yeah. Right there. And you see over, we have, I think, you know, nearly 40 confirmed speakers on board, and you can email us with any questions at ship@insiderexpeditions.com, and we look forward to a beautiful experience at sea.
Awesome. We will put all those links, listeners, up on the website. And, you know, just a personal why, really why I wanted to share about this experience. You know, it really evokes to me what is my next level in terms of my own creation and what's inspiring. And I think it's important to keep asking yourself, what's inspiring for me today? Just because I've been somewhere and that was true for me in the moment that I started, what's actually true for me now? And I think it takes some radical courage to be willing to just reflect and ask yourself, like, am I still inspired by what I'm doing, who I'm spending my time with, and the games that I'm up to? Like, is it a match? And so for me, it's been such a fun ride to play with this and to share this with all of you. And we're going to have some of these amazing speakers coming up on the podcast over the next few months. So come join us, insiderexpeditions.com/entrepreneurship. Lots of good stuff in store. And Carl, way to be the embodiment of the art of collaboration. So thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today, Unconventional Lifers. Thanks so much for being here, and we'll have more amazing content coming at you guys soon.
Thank you, Jules. And yeah, when you wake up every morning so excited about the efforts that you're doing, like that's the flow you want to be in. And that's what it feels like for me right now. And I hope, and you know, I truly believe everybody can get there. Thanks so much.